This is the Composer's Datebook for February 17th. I'm John Zeck. Today's date marks the birthday of the American composer and pianist Lee Hoiby, who was born in Madison, Wisconsin in 1926. Hoiby was just 6 years old when he made his debut as a composer in the parlor of his Madison home, performing for his grandmother's Daughters of Norway Club. He played a piano piece he wrote himself, entitled The Storm, and he insisted before playing it that all the lights in the parlor be turned off to set a proper mood for the music. With that early sense of dramatic staging in mind, it's not surprising that Hoiby eventually would write successful operas, ranging from Bon Appetit, a monologue based on cookbooks of Julia Child, to a full-blown, three-act setting of Shakespeare's The Tempest. His best-known opera is a 1971 setting of the Tennessee Williams play Summer and Smoke, which premiered at the St. Paul Opera in Minnesota. Hoiby studied with two virtuoso pianists, Gunnar Johansson and Egon Petri, both famous interpreters of the modern romantic composer Ferruccio Busoni, and Hoiby's own music seems rooted in that late romantic, early modern tradition. Hoiby once said, "For me, composing music bears some likeness to archaeology. It requires patient digging, searching for the treasure, the ability to distinguish between a treasure and the rock next to it, and recognizing when you're digging in the wrong place." Hoiby died on March 28, 2011, aged 85, in New York City. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.